Kesis HaSofer Simen Beis Seif Vav. Kishema Abdin Al Yedei Akum. When one does Ibud with a Goy, Yisamin Ha'oyris B'Nekovim B'Martzea, he should make like perforations, he should make holes on the top of the on the iris, Ke'en Oisius, and those perforations should be in the shape of letters. V'loi Chashina Nachakach Shema Hechlifem V'Ziyef Es HaSimonim, and one need not be Choshish that the Goy then went and changed the simonim and was mezayif it, and now really is giving you unkosher iris when you thought that you were getting kosher iris. One does not have to be chayshish for such a thing. Mishum demirtas penyakir ha-yisrael b'tfias ayin sheyesh loy simonim, because he's going to be afraid that he knows that the yid has simonim. Oy mipnei she'elu ha-nekovim nasu mechadosh, or the yid will chap that it's new holes. Kitzur, the guy is scared, and one doesn't have to be nervous that he's going to switch the klafim. V'yesh mi sha'aymer, or the urias rather, or the iris. V'yesh mi sha'aymer, shalei yisamin b'martzeya, he should not make simonim with a martzeya, with an awl, like we mentioned before. Rather, el yachritz oisius al harosh mi b'fnim. Rather, he should make proper letters on the inside of the iris. Baruch Sha'amar. So that's the Tikkun Tefillin on Amud Chav Zayin that he says to write on the Rosh HaKlaf Bifnim, the Shem HaParsha. Oid Tzrichim LaHashgiach Ma'oid. Have to be very careful. La'achar Ha'ibud. After the Ibud, Ki Lefamim Ha'akum Me'niach Matleisim Al HaNakovim. When one is Ma'abed Iris, so oftentimes there are holes in the Iris, and therefore the guy does not want the Yid to get a defective product. So what he's going to do is he's going to put matlesim to cover the holes. Sheyu ba'aru matlesim elu mistamim me'ar shalei nebed l'shma. When the guy is putting on these patches, he's going to be using most likely iris that are not mu'ubed l'shma v'ulai gam mitmeim, and perhaps even from unkosher animals. U'bekoshi heim nikarim la'achar ha'ibud. And it's going to be very difficult if the guy is a professional. It's going to be very difficult for the yid to chap kiyim neged hashemesh, and therefore one has to be very concerned about this when being ma'abed oiris with a goy, machsa shekel, simen lam beisif kotin yud aleph. Si'if zayin. Tzara sheyu mu'ubodim ba'aftza oi besid. The oiris have to be mu'ubid ba'aftza. Aftza is gallnuts, which is it's like a marble-shaped thing that grows on a tree. And when one puts it in mayim, so it can be ma'abed oiris. That's afotzim oi besid. Sid is lime, ukayotze boy, midvarm sha, mekavtsim, esa'ora, machzikim boy. The point of the ibud is that it makes the iris strong and it shrinks it together, which makes it a solid and good writing surface. Vitzarach li zor, shi aniach esa'or besid, ad shi yiplu hasiris me atzman. When one puts the iris into the sid, he has to leave it in there until the siris fall out on their own. Layal yadei grevita, not that he's pulling out the siris, rather that they can come out on their own. V'imoytzi koydim l'chein, and if he pulls out the siris previous to putting it into the sid, lo yichtav olav mishum dehavei diftira. That, it doesn't become a klaf until after the ibud. The fact that one pulled out the siris before the ibud does not make it fit for writing. Baruch Shomer. Si'if Ches. Sholosh iris hain. There are three types of iris. Gvil, klaf, uduchsustus. Ketzad. What are these three types of iris? Gvil, klaf, and duchsustus. Ha'or sholem la'achar ibudai nikra gvil. When one skins an animal, so the entire or is one thick piece, and that's called gvil. U'biyam makad mainim in earlier times, ha'yu noyagin. The custom was shela'achar sheheviru es ha'sairis. Once the sairis were removed min ha'or koydem ibudai, hayuchol kenoisai, they would split this thick hide ba'ayvav l'shnayim, and they would make it into two sections. V'hayu l'shnei iris. It was two. Previously, it was one piece of or, and they would split it in half. Not meaning cut it down the center, but cut it through the thickness. Right, the or. The ur has a certain thickness, so they would split the thickness, and now you would have two iris. Echodak, v'hu shemimul hasiris. There's the outer part, which is adjacent to the hair of the animal, So that is the outer part, and that is thin, v'nikra klaf. V'echod av, and then there's a thicker part, v'hu shemimul habasar, and that's near the kishkis, the inside of the behemah, v'nikra duchsustus. That's called, that thick part is called duchsustus. Halachal Moshe Misinai, sheyu koisven sefer Torah al hagvil. So now, again, we have three kinds of oiris. We have gvil, which is the full oir. We have klaf, which is the thinner outer layer. And we have duchsustus, which is the thicker inner layer. So what do you write on? So Halachal Moshe Misinai says that you write a sefer Torah on gvil. Gvil, we said, was the full, thick oir. B'makam hasayris, on the outside of the oir. Utfilin al haklaf b'makam habasar. Tfilin, you would write on klaf, which is the outer layer, b'makam habasar, on the inside. So the inside of the outer layer. Umezuzah al duchsustus b'makam hasayris. And mezuzah, one would write on the thick inner part, on b'makam hasayris, on the side that faces out. So not the inner half of the inner part, rather, the outer half of the inner part. Even though that is what one is meant to do according to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, L'maisa im kosav sefer Torah ala klaf, ksheira, if someone would write a sefer Torah on klaf and not on gvil, it would still be kosher. V'loi ne'emar gvil ela l'mayet uchsustus. And we only say this din of writing gvil to point out that to write on duchsustus would be osir. One's not permitted to write a Sefer Torah on duchsustus, but to write on klaf, one is allowed to write a Sefer Torah on klaf. V'chein im kosav mezuzah al haklaf, oyal hagvil, ksheira, mezuzah could be written on any of the three, right? We saw Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that mezuzah could be written on duchsustus. The Kesis tells us that that's only the lechatchila, but be'etzem you can write a mezuzah on klaf and gvil as well. Loi nemar duchsustus el lemitzvah. The only reason why it says that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is to write a mezuzah on duchsustus is just lemitzvah, that's the ideal. But be'etzem you could write a mezuzah on anything. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Ois Yud Aleph. Shalosh Oiros Hein. There are three types of Oiros. Ken Kosev Rambam, Perak Aleph, Mehilchis Tfilin, Halacha Ches and Tes. Upirish, and the Rambam explains, Gvil Hainu Shalai Nitkan. Gvil is, it hasn't been dealt with. In other words, you have the oir in its entirety. Kedam Rinan, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Gvil Avni Deloy Meshaifin. Gvil is something that has been, it hasn't been processed. It's in its original form. It hasn't been shaved down. Uklaf Nikra Tzad Hachitzain Al Shem Dakusay Sheniklaf. Why is klaf called klaf? Because the tzad hachitzain, the outer part of the skin, is thin, and it's niklaf, it peels. So that's where the Lashon klaf comes from. V'duchsustus nikra tzad habosar. Duchsustus is the side of the bosar of the behema, the inside. Ki duch b'Lashon Gemara makam. Duch means a place. K'mayin duch pelon. V'sustus b'Lashon Yavan bosar. So sustus in Lashon Yevani means basar, so it's the place of the basar, the inside. That's duch sustus. Duch, place, sustus, basar. V'koisvin al shneim b'makam dibukam yachad. And on each one, you write in the spot where they are connected, meaning on klaf, you write on the inside of the outer part, and on the sustus, you write on the outside of the inner part. So those are the two parts that a moment ago were touching each other. The hasimon, and a simon for this, is the pasuk kavod elikim haster davar. Kavod elikim haster davar. Pirush, shatfilin v'amezuzah shehem kavod Hashem. Tfilin and mezuzahs, which are kavod Hashem, yichtavu b'makam hanistar. They should be written in a secret place, so to speak. The hainu b'makam dibukam yachad, meaning where they're stuck together, which one doesn't see until it's revealed. This comes from the Ateres Zekeinim. Lishkas HaSefer Sifkot Yud Beis, Lamae Duchsustus, we're coming to exclude Duchsustus, right? We said, the Kesa said that even though the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that if you wrote a Sefer Torah on klaf, it's kosher, Gvil only comes to exclude, Gvil only comes to exclude Duchsustus. So you cannot write a Sefer Torah on the Sustos, says the Lishka. Zeu Loshen Rambam. This is the Rambam who says that you cannot write a Sefer Torah on Duchsustus. V'haramban zal b'chidushov, but the Ramban, in his chidushim to Masech the Shabbos on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, Hisigolov, he argues on this Rambam, the Kosav, and he writes, v'zeh l'shoinei, v'haramban zal amar Kosav al Duchsustus Sefer Torah posol. The Rambam says if you write a Sefer Torah on Duchsustus, it's posol. V'eni idea mahu, I don't know where he got that from. The Tanya, because the Gemara says in this Gemara in Shabbos on the Tana de Bein Menashe over there, B'Sefer Torah Kulan Ksheirin. Over there, the Gemara says that also Gvil and Klaf and Duchsustus are all kosher for a Sefer Torah. One can write a Sefer Torah on all three. V'yafal gav de b'maskana mezuzah ksheira. And even though on the Maskana it says that a mezuzah is kosher on klaf and duchsustus, so we could say that the Bryce is talking about umatzino lemeimar dahach Bryce of a mezuzah tani. We could say that the Bryce is talking about a mezuzah Bryce of a sefer Torah kaima k'demeikar. We're going to learn that the Bryce is talking about a sefer Torah. Chada, first, why? So chada, first of all, the mezuzah bigvil loy mefar shaleh Torah. First of all, because mezuzah, the fact that a mezuzah can be written on gvil, we don't find such a heter anywhere. Now he points out, "Reisak tani nami gvil." So apparently the kavana is we don't find any place else that a mezuzah can be written on gvil. V'oy deloy palginan anan aukimta de gemara. Also, we don't argue on what the gemara says. Demuki lo b'sefer Torah udekshera bekulan beloy. Raya, v'afilo efshel ukim b'maskana b'mezuzah ad kan l'shoinei. So the Ramban says that he doesn't know where the Rambam got this from, that a Sefer Torah on the Chsustas would be kosher. We could understand the Braisa that it's referring to mezuzah or Sefer Torah, and it would be kosher on the Chsustas. V'akasim mishna kosa v'zeh l'shoinei v'perakama d'bava basra. Shalu as Rebbe. They asked Rebbe a question. This is a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Yudalet. Bekama, how tall should a Sefer Torah be? Omar, he answered, Bigvil, if the Sefer Torah is a big written made out of Gvil, Vav Tvachim, it's Vav Tvachim. Beklaf, any idea. But if it's written on Klaf, I don't know the size of the Sefer Torah. Umidaloy Midkar Duchsustus, from the fact that Rebbe didn't mention Duchsustus, Alma duchsustus klaloi. So then you see that you cannot write a Sefer Torah on duchsustus. So this would be a raya to the Rambam that the Rambam said that a Sefer Torah on duchsustus is possible. The afal gav de perak hamoitzi tani de b'menashe kosva ala klaf ala gvil val duchsustus ksheira v'okma b'sefer Torah. Aye, over there we say that it's talking about a Sefer Torah like the Ramban. Rebbe loy svir loy hachi. Rebbe did not hold like that Gemara. V'kabasei kaim alon. And we hold like Rebbe that a Sefer Torah on Duchsustus would be possible, which is not like the Gemara in Shabbos. So we have a machlokes between Rebbe and Bava Basra and the Gemara in Shabbos. Who adif mi tana de bein Menashe? Because Rebbe beats a tana de bein Menashe. So in Shabbos we had a tana de bein Menashe according to the Rambam that said that Sefer Torah on Duchsustus, I'm sorry, the Rambam passens that a Sefer Torah on Duchsustus would be possible because Rebbe and Bava Basra beats a Tana de Bein Menashe in Shabbos. Va'oid, furthermore, the Yerushalmi Perakama de Megillah, Masech the Sefer Perakama, Ktani, Gab, excuse me, Ktani, Gabi Sefer Torah, Kais Men Ala Klaf, Mokam Basar, Vala Gvil, Mokam Seir. Umidaloy midkar duchsustus, from the fact that it doesn't mention duchsustus, alma kerebi svirale adkan l'shayne. So another raya that we hold like Rebbe, that a Sefer Torah cannot be written on duchsustus. V'ken kosav v'beis Yosef, so all this is like the Rambam, and not like the Ramban. V'hine mashe kosav the Rebbe adif mitana d'mei Menashe, this that the Kasef Mishnah said, that Rebbe would beat a tana d'mei Menashe, k'fi anireh. Apparently, the Goris Beklaf, any idea, Umefarish the Hakol Hu Midivrei Rebbe. He's understanding the Gemara. Again, the Gemara over there said, Shalos Rebbe, that yes, Rebbe Sefer Torah Bekama. Amar Si Rebbe said, Begvil Vav Tvachim, Beklaf Any Idea. By Gvil it's six Tvachim, but by Klaf I don't know. So he's understanding that Rebbe made this entire statement, Sheheshiv Lehem Begvil Vav Tvachim, Beklaf Any Idea. But he's not Geiris the word Bekama. Avolafum Hagirsa Shilafanenu, Beklaf Bekama. The Talmidim asked Rebbe, how much is it on klaf? And he answered, "Any idea." The Hainu Shashalu Oisei beklaf bekama. The Heishiv Any Idea. Not like the other Girsa where Rebbe offered the information on his own. Imkain me Rebbe loy muchach midi. So if you have this Girsa of beklaf bekama, then there's no raya from Rebbe bechlal elam and ashayalim. You just have the shayalim of Rebbe that they asked him the question. Uman Yaimerland the Inu Adifi Mitana de Bay Menashe. So who says the Shayalim of Rebbe be the Tana de Bay Menashe? That's how we can knock off this Taina of the Kesef Mishnah. Gama Yerushalmi Mesech the Seifrim Lachura Eina Machrian. Kesef Mishnah also brought a Raya from the Yerushalmi and the Mesech the Seifrim, but those Rayas are also no good. Litchais Braise the Tana de Bay Menashe. Vokimta Bimukmila Bishastilan. Yeah, we have. Why should a Masech de Seifrim beat a Pashta Gemara by us? Right? So this would come out that everything would be kosher. So this, the Bekol Makim Naktinan Kishastilon, and Memela, the Kesef Mishnah's Kashas would be removed. So he says, says the Lishka, perhaps we can offer a teretz. Kihine lechura kasha, Rav Papa, the Amar Rav, the Amar Ketana de Bei Menashe. Yeah, that Rav Papa said that what it says, kasva al klaf gvilo dususus ksheira is going on tefillin. Nihida have saver de kasvina and tefillin agvil. Granted, we understand that he could hold that tefillin is written on gvil, ve'ikolo ukme betefillin, and that we can understand that this braisa that said that you could write everything on Gvil, Klaf, and Duchsustus. And the question was, what can you write on Gvil, Klaf, and Duchsustus? So we're going to say, V'ikolo ukma b'tfilin. We're going to say that Braisa was talking about tefillin. Avalakati ayne muchrach, but it's not muchrach. B'ev shenami lokum b'sefer Torah. We could say, no, it was talking about a sefer Torah. U'dekari le, and when he said that it's referring to tefillin, my kari. Yeah, why did he understand that it's talking dafka about tefillin? V'nir ali, kihine b'hoda amar elalav at tefillin. Kosva at Taisus, over there, Taisus says, diktani kosva. Right? The Lashon over there is kosva, that you could write it on gvil klaf and duchsustus. So what's kosva? Lashon nekeva. Hainu mezuzah shebet tefillin. It's talking about the parashias of tefillin. V'hine gam sefer Torah b'kol mokim b'lashon zocherhu. Because sefer Torah is always Lashon Zocher, so it would be Kosvoi, not Kosvo. Ayin Mashikosim, it's Hashem, Simen Tes Zayin Sivkot and Gimel, that over there also he makes a diuk from the Lashon of Kosvo. The Kosha Eich Mukminen Lab Sefer Torah, how can you understand the Brice is talking about a Sefer Torah? Ha Kosvo Ktani. So that would not be consistent with the normal language of Sefer Torah. Ve'ein Laimar, and don't say the Koya Yiriya, that it's talking about a single yiriya of a sefer Torah, so that the lashon of kosva would be appropriate. The hayikos of yiriya achas al min acher mishar hasefer apostle. You can't write a sefer Torah from different types of yiriyas. K'moshe kosav Rabbeinu b'perek zayin alocha dalad. The Rambam says sefer Torah shekosav miktosay al agvila miktosay al aklaf apostle. So you can't understand that the Brice is talking where you wrote one yiriya on gvil, but all the rest were on something else. It can't be. Ela aikulei al agvil, aikulei al klaf. V'humina Yerushalmi. This is a mefurish din in the Yerushalmi. Apirish aprisha mishum dehavi kimoi shnei svarim. It would be like two svarim. V'hi kushya atzuma. So we have a tremendous kasha lechura that how can we say that the kavana of the Brais is for a sefer Torah when it uses the lashon of kosva. V'loi matzasi ke'etz l'taretz. I can't find a good teretz. Ela loymer achas mishnei ela. I have two options for you. Oyde lefum hachu kimta de mukmilo v'sefer Torah. If we're going to say that it's taka talking about a sefer Torah, be'emes trichin lahagia abraisa v'loymer tana kosvu. Option A, change the girsa in the Gemara. For after like amri hachi b'gemara lehedi, even though the Gemara obviously doesn't say such a thing, k'ar matzano k'yaisa b'zeh b'shas, we find similar places in Shas, Ayin Ksubis, Daf Chof Beis, Rashi Divrei HaMaskel Be'ed Echad, well, over there the Gemara does change the Girsa to get out of Akasha. So the Kesa says, I understand it's a shvachat teretz, but I have no choice. Maybe we just have to change the girsa. Oi, option B, the pliga a Yerushalmi, that we have a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, v'sfir lechetzi v'alagvil, v'chetzi v'alaklaf is kosher. Machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. L'fize asi shaper, the Rav Papa, kivan the have a sovar the kaisvin tefillin alagvil, Rav Papa, since he held that you can write tefillin on gvil, v'afshil ukmeya tefillin, and we can be mekayim the braisa that is taka talking about tefillin, have a muki lahochi. So we're going to go with that. V'afal gav. To like pult on miduchka, and even though it's still a little bit schwer, the tzarech leimer kosva hainu mezuzah shebet tefillin, that you have to say that kosva is talking about parshias of tefillin mikol makayim hachi adif tfei. It's a better option miluk me b'sefer Torah than to try and work out the brisa that it's talking about sefer Torah, that you can write everything on sefer Torah. The havitzrichin leduchke tuva k'moishe kasavnu. So that would help out the Rambam. Ach. Hamadcha dochi the ein kaisvin tefillin al hagvil vila. But if you want to be doichik the other way, you're going to say that you cannot write tefillin on gvil v'lachein tzrichin lemashkune anafshe uluk me b'sefer Torah. Then you're going to have to say that the brisa is talking about a sefer Torah, because the brisa says you could write everything, you could write it on anything gvil klaf or d'sustus. So if you're going to say that tefillin can't be written on gvil, you're going to have to learn the brisa that it's talking about sefer Torah can be written on anything, not like the Rambam. So since we can just learn the braisa that it's talking about mezuzah, so we have a problem with sefer Torah, we have a problem with tefillin, so we'll just learn the braisa that it's talking about mezuzah, that you can write everything on mezuzah. And we don't find a Tana that says that a Sefer Torah is kosher on Duch Sustus, and some say that it's possible on Duch Sustus. We don't find such a Braisa anywhere. V'isla nami haichocha gemura de mezuzah k'shera al hagvil u'kadas rabbeinu. So it comes out that Lamaisa, it makes the most sense to understand the Braisa that is talking about mezuzah, and mezuzah would be kosher on gvil like the Rambam.